A well-known musician from Madagascar recently made his home in Vermont. As Bela Metzger reports, that means settling into a new country and smaller stages.
It's Saturday night, and Mika Haley is kicking off his set at Radio Bean in Burlington. He tips his head back, closes his eyes, and sways as he strums a valiya, a traditional Malagasy instrument made out of tall bamboo.
It's a very national instrument in Madagascar. A lot of people has it hanging in the house.
There's about a dozen people in the audience tonight. This is a small show for Mika. If you go to YouTube, you can see videos of him playing to a crowd of hundreds at an outdoor music festival. Back in Madagascar, he was one half of the popular music duo Mika and Davis. The band brought a traditional genre of music called bassesa to a larger audience. Mika calls their sound an antidote to the French pop that's so pervasive in Madagascar.
Always the like pop music, bam, boom, bam. So we start very simple music and organic style.
And the band is why he's here. He met his wife at one of their shows. She's American and was doing Peace Corps. She recently started a PhD program at UVM, which is what brings them to Vermont. Mika says it would be easy enough for him to play traditional American music.
I can play jazz. I can play blues. What do you want to play? Rock and roll? Okay, let's play rock and roll.
But these songs have been passed down through his family for generations. Playing them is just second nature.
Sometimes when I play, I don't know what I'm gonna play, but my finger is gone and I think it's connected to my heart.
Mika's next show is February 1st at the Light Club Lamp Shop in Burlington. For VPR News, I'm Bela Metzger.